One of the most common questions people have before starting fertility treatment is, will this affect my baby's health? Based on more than 4 decades of research and over 12 million babies born worldwide through IVF, the evidence is reassuring. But it's worth addressing what the research actually shows, including areas where associations have been identified. Most studies have found that babies and children conceived through IVF have similar health outcomes to those conceived without treatment. Where differences do appear, including slightly higher rates of preterm birth, low birth weight, certain pregnancy complications, and overall birth anomalies, research consistently points to underlying infertility or medical conditions as the more likely explanation, rather than the IVF process itself. Even where associations are seen, the absolute risk to any individual pregnancy remains low. Furthermore, the decision to transfer embryos one at a time reduces these risks. Cardiac anomalies deserve specific mention. Some studies have found differences in congenital heart disease patterns in IVF pregnancies compared to natural conception. Because of this, an OB provider may recommend additional monitoring during pregnancy, including a fetal echocardiogram. This is a precautionary measure, not a cause for alarm, and is something to discuss with the obstetric care team once pregnancy is confirmed. For patients undergoing ICSI, long-term studies have not shown large differences in child health relative to children conceived via other means. Some research has reported a slightly higher rate of a group of extremely rare genetic conditions, known as imprinting disorders, among children conceived via ICSI. But this is generally understood to reflect the underlying causes of infertility that made ICSI necessary, rather than the procedure itself, and the overall incidence of these abnormalities in the population of children conceived using ICSI remains exceedingly low. Autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, has also been studied in relation to fertility treatment, with some large population studies showing a slightly higher rate of ASD in children born to parents who experienced infertility. However, the absolute risk remains low, and research indicates that the underlying fertility challenges or related health factors, rather than fertility treatments like IVF, are the primary link. Lastly, if recommended by your care team, the availability of PGTA testing, which is only possible through IVF, may reduce the risk of birth defects related to chromosomal abnormalities, such as Down syndrome, etc. Overall, the long-term outlook is very encouraging. Millions of children born through fertility treatment have grown into healthy adolescents and adults. Your care team can help put all of this in the context of your specific medical history and guide you toward the right treatment plan.